good Friday evening. Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is WR8RW Net Control. My name's Robert, and I'm located in northern Greenville County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, we call this net every evening at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and also through Echolink Node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. The repeater we use is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of our state line with North Carolina, with an antenna elevation of 3,500 feet at the repeater site. The repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs authorized and licensed to operate on the frequency are invited and welcome to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the folks at the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic? If you have any, please call WR8RW. Anyone have any bulletins or announcements for the net tonight? If you do, please call WR8RW. In the roll call, we want to remind everyone we have a directed net going tonight. All stations with or without traffic are invited and welcome to check in. As you check in, please do so as close as you can to your alphabetical group. Helps us who control the net be a little more organized. When you do call in, please give your call sign. Phonetically would be helpful, followed by your name, your location, and if you'd like to hang around for some rag chew tonight. The rag chew portion of the net will be deferred just a little bit because we'll have This Week in Technology History. So, to begin the net tonight, our first alphabetical group, of course, will be uniform through Zulu since it's Friday. But before we go to our alphabetical group, let's go to Echolink. We have a few stations waiting. Echolink stations, good evening. Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call WR8RW.
WR8RW. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Hometown, Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative. And good evening, Robert. WN4V.
WR8RW, please check in, Wendy and Mark. Mobile in Malden tonight. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, and will be negative and negative, but always enjoy the week in technology.
Listening to Blue Ridge 2-meter net this Friday evening, the 17th of January, with some of our Echolink stations. First, John, WN4V, calling in from Bradenton, Florida, originally from around Hickory, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, John. Thanks for calling in from the Sunshine State. Hope all is well down there. Got a little cooler here today. It looks like it's going to be a little cooler and wet tomorrow. So I hope you're having a little sunshine and a little more dry. Thanks for stopping by. KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, our Monday evening net controller. Good evening, Miss Wendy. Good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you're doing well. Say hello to Mr. Mark, W2MJB. Thanks for stopping by. Give Mark a big hello from all of us, and we hope that both of you are going to have a good weekend. All right, we're finished with Echolink Station, so let's go to our first alphabetical group tonight, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you have a call sign suffix that begins with one of those letters, you're invited to call WR8RW.
WR8RW. Please check in and out. Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. That's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina. I'm mobile, and I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, Anson and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Robert, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to everybody on the net. 73s.
WR8RW. Robert, Whistle Romeo, Rich in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, welcoming some more of our friends at the end of the alphabet tonight, beginning with Aaron in Anderson, KN4URF. I tell you what, Anson, it's Anson, not, no, that's, that is Aaron. Anson's down farther. Holy cow, guys. It's been one of those days, right? Okay, Aaron from Marietta. Thank you, Aaron, for being here. A little parallax with the vision tonight. Don't worry about it. I'll get it straight. KN4UPY, Anson from Anderson, times fast. Thanks for being here, Anson. We hope that you're doing well. Appreciate you coming by. And Mr. Rich, W1RAR, Lennon from Simpsonville. Good evening, Rich. Thank you for stopping by and having a call sign that's not twisting my tongue. Appreciate you being here. You take care. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW. Echolink stations. up there, so before they go away, let's call them again. Additional stations, echo link only, please, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call WR8RW.
Yeah, WR8RW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. Still in Marietta, but they tell me they really mean it, that they'll have my truck ready tomorrow morning. Be negative and negative, just listening.
Net control. Please copy Kilo 2 Alpha Delta Charlie, K2ADC Art in Union County, New Jersey. Union County, New Jersey, checking in, supporting the net. Good evening to everyone.
Yeah, Echo Link tonight, this is WR8RW, Net Control, welcoming our traveling amateur radio postcard, who actually isn't that far away, Jim, in Marietta, Georgia, with a broken-down truck. Hope you get going tonight or tomorrow, Jim. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope that you'll have the opportunity to get to the test session tomorrow. K2ADC, Mr. Art, calling you from Union County, New Jersey this evening. Good evening, Art. Thank you for stopping by on the net. Appreciate you being here. I hope all is well up in New Jersey. I've spoken with some of my colleagues in the northern tier today, and things are not looking so pleasant out toward the prairies, so I hope you all don't get that on the coast. Appreciate you coming by, Art. You are welcome any time. All right, let's get back to alphabetical check-ins. Next group is Alpha through Delta at the front of the alphabet. If your call sign suffix begins with one of those letters, you are invited to call WR8RW.
WR8RW. Robert, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. Be no traffic, no rag tree tonight, but I would be interested in hearing this week in radio technology history. This week in technology history. Good evening, everyone on the net.
WR8RW. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WR8RW, I'll get it out in a minute, Robert. Please check in Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue. Good evening to you, Miss Deborah, and all on the net.
2-meter net, this is WR8RW Net Control, welcoming a good group of folks, beginning with our friend Mr. Rick, one of our constants on this net, KK4DMW, one of our, and also a stellar Piedmontian. Hope you're doing well, Rick. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate you bringing Miss Lorena along, KK4ONO, and your daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Please tell those kind ladies hello for us from the net. Hope you're having a good weekend, and maybe you have a three-day weekend. I've got one coming up, and I'm going to enjoy it. Thanks for being here. N4DJC, Jerry from Anderson. Hello, Jerry. Good to hear you this evening. I hope all is well out that way. Appreciate you stopping by. Come back and be around the radio with us any time. From a short shot down the road, my neighbor Dave, W4DJW. Hello, Dave. Thank you for coming by tonight. Say hello to Miss Amy. We hope she's well, and hope you're having a comfy night there, just like we are up here. Appreciate you being here. KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. Call sign notwithstanding, I recognized your voice, and I had it in the log before you even kind of landed. Appreciate you being here, sir. I have nights like that. You've heard them. So appreciate you being here. Say hello to Miss Joy, K3JOI. We certainly appreciate you bringing her along, and we hope that she is doing well. Additional stations, please, Alpha through Delta, A through D. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, you're invited to call WR8RW. A few more letters, Echo through Hotel, E through H. Again, if you have a call sign suffix that starts with one of those letters, I'd invite you to call and check in with WR8RW.
WR8RW, good evening, Robert. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in Driver's Rest, my wife, Ima, November 4, India, Echo India. We are both negative and negative TR. Thank you, Robert.
RW, this is WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over northern Simpsonville. Check me in, Robert. Good to hear you on here, and I'll stay around for a little bit, you.
WR8RW. We
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harriet Candler, good evening Robert, negative and negative tonight, thanks.
Robert, if you would, sir, please check in, KM4GZG, David in Easley, South Carolina, again phonetically, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Golf, David in Easley, and I'll be hanging out and monitoring with it low while I'm monitoring the HF, but I'll be here if you holler loud enough.
This is W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylors, negative and negative, over.
Radio community to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net tonight. We want to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM over there in Traveler's Rest. Hello, Fred. Hope you're doing well tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate you coming along, and thank you for bringing Miss Isla in for IEI. Please give her our best wishes. Been a while since I've seen y'all, but I certainly appreciate the warm welcome y'all gave me about a month ago when I visited with you. WB4FEE, that's Dan in the north end of Sensodale. Good evening, Dan. Thank you for stopping by. Been a while since you've been on one of my nets, and I'm glad you're here tonight. Appreciate you stopping by. Got you down for some rag chew, sir, and we'll be back to visit with you in just a little while. Also, checking in tonight from Candler up there on the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina, KC4EZN. Hello, Harry. Happy to have you with us. I'm glad that you're around the radio with us tonight. Hope all is well up there on the Blue Ridge Parkway. You're probably a little chillier than we are here, but that's okay. It's probably very comfortable for you tonight. Going the other way, over to Easley, KM4GZG, our friend David. Hi, David. Glad to have you with us. I hope that you're doing well and appreciate you coming by and monitoring tonight. And another one of my neighbors down the way, Mr. Gene in Taylor's, W4FHJ. Gene, happy to have you along. Hope that you had a good day and a good work week, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Additional stations, please echo through hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW. Out of echoes through hotels. And then let's go up to Indy through Lima, another group, I through L. Tonight, if you have a call sign suffix that begins with one of those letters, I would be pleased to take your check-in. Call WR8RW.
WR8RW. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, up here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
Robert, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, this is John on the mobile in Brooklyn. Take a great show, everyone, this is the next video. Thank you guys for the night.
Kilo November 4, Kilo Bravo Charlie in Toccoa, Georgia. Good evening.
Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, A4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everyone.
A4W. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Want to give you a special thanks tonight, Robert, for everything you've done. 73.
ARW. Pro India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. J-I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring the history.
And the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, welcoming some more of our friends, beginning with James up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. James, good to hear you this evening. I hope that you're doing well. Appreciate you stopping by, and I hope all is well up on the mountain there in Tuxedo tonight. All right, after James, we've got John over there on the mobile in Greenville, KE4JRK. John, wanted to let you know that your audio's kind of low, my friend, so I don't know if you got an antenna problem or maybe battery down or whatever, but anyway, just wanted to let you know that your audio's a bit low on your mobile. Thanks for stopping. We hope that she's well, and come back and see us anytime. KN4KBC, that is William, calling in from Toccoa, Georgia tonight. Good evening, William. Not familiar with the call sign, but if you've checked in with me before, welcome back. If not, welcome too. this Friday night edition of the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Happy to have you along. Miss Alice, one of my neighbors down in Taylor's again, K4KAE. Hello, Miss Alice. Always a pleasure to have you around the radio. Good to hear you. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for stopping by. Mr. Larry, my friend in Greer, KK4JBQ. Appreciate you being here, Larry. Thank you for the kind words. It's always good to hear that on a Friday night at the end of the work week. Say hello to Miss Donna, KC4MFK. We always appreciate you bringing her along on Friday night. Give her a hello for us, and give those kitty cats of yours a scratch behind the ears, and we hope that they are well. Call in from Table Rock up there on the top of things, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy. Always good to have you, sir. Got some things in technology history I think you'll appreciate today, Andy. So hang around, and we look forward to talking with you in a little while. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW. With India through Lima, let's pop up to Mike through Papa. I'm through Pete tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would be happy to take your check-in if your call sign suffix begins with one of those letters. This is WR8RW.
R8RW. Robert, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt over here in Western Granville County. I'll be negative and negative, 73U and air one the net.
RW. Check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check my wife in Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and everybody on the net.
8RW. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, SKN4, UBG. Be Kevin, Fountain Inn. Be negative and negative. Got a question for you, too, Robert. When is the next general class test besides this weekend at the Red Cross building?
Cordovia. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Nedman. I'll be negative, negative. But listen for this week, technology.
P Group, this is WR8RW, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and of course the first one is an M, WG4MC, my friend Matt over in Western Greenville County. Good evening, Matt. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for stopping by. I was going to give you a call this week, but somehow the birth of my wife's grandchild and some of the other stuff going on here, I didn't get to you. I wanted to see how you're doing with that AM station interference, but happy to have you tonight, Matt. Give those kitty cats a scratch behind the ears, and we'll talk to you again very soon. KG4PFI, another distinguished Piedmontian. That's Don. Good to have you here tonight, Don. I certainly appreciate you taking a moment to be around the radio with us. Say hello to, excuse me, Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. We always appreciate you bringing her along. Thanks for being here tonight, and have a comfortable weekend. KN4UBG, my friend Kevin over there in Fountain Inn. Good evening, Kevin. I'll tell you what, let me do a little research for you and try to give you a call tomorrow about this. Westcars VE has a number of teams that kind of circulate around, kind of like circuit riders, if you will. And there's also some folks that I can call around to see when they're having some more test sessions, do some more research for you. So let me get a hold of you tomorrow or Sunday, if that's okay. K4OIM, our friend Walt in Inman. Hi, Walt. Happy to have you with us. Thanks for stopping by. I hope that you're feeling well and that all is going okay out there Inman way. Additional stations, Mike through Papaya. I'm through P tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW.
3I4DOS.
Gary, go ahead.
Now, we are giving the, going to have the test session tomorrow at the Red Cross as normal.
Thank you very much, Gary. KN4UBG, were you looking for a session tomorrow or after tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Ray. I was hoping to get to sit down and study a little bit more, but it didn't work out too good. Had a few things going on this week, and I was just curious when the next one was coming up, the one after this one.
AWR 8 or W. When we get to the kind of rags you portion of the net, I will put the question out to some of the other folks. I know Gary probably has some information, and maybe some of the other folks do. So let's wait till we get to the rags you portion. I've got it marked here on my little blotter, and we'll put that question out for some kind of answers if we can get them in the rags you portion of the net. But thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that. Okay. And let's see, talk to Mr. Walt. So let's go for additional stations. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're welcome to call WR8 or W.
Leave. And out. Out of turn. KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. Name's Daniel. Location is Greenville downtown. Mobile on my bicycle, doing some work. Thanks, 73.
Daniel, bicycle around at downtown Greenville tonight. KJ4WZM, thanks, Daniel, for being here. Please be careful on the roads with the bike. I know you probably have plenty of reflective material and lights, but it always helps to have your head on a swivel. Thanks for being here, sir. Safe travels. All right, we're finished with Mike through Papa, so let's go up to Quebec through Tango, Q through T tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please give me a call if your suffix of your call begins with Q through T. WR8 or W here.
WR8RW. Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf K4HUG Ray Travers Ranch. No traffic, no chew. Good evening, Robert.
WR8RW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund, and I'll be listening.
8RW. Please check in. Two more Piedmontonians, Fred and Mary. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, and November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. We're mobile in Pickens tonight. Robert, good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
Quebec through Tango. Again, checking in folks in the Quebec through Tango section tonight. WR8 or W, welcoming Mr. Ray, our senior statesman of amateur radio, K4SUG NTR. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Ray. Hope you're well. Thanks for stopping by. And please give our best to Miss Edie, if you would, please. KN4RJN, John and Edmund. Hi, John. Thanks for stopping by. Good to hear you tonight. I hope all's well out that way. One of our distinguished Piedmontonians, Fred, tonight in Pickens, bowling around. K4RM, appreciate you being here, Fred. And Miss Mary, and for MRY, we hope that she's doing well. And when you see Mr. Ben, give him our best wishes as well. Fred, we hope that he continues to do well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW. Found the alphabet once already. Seems like it happened kind of quickly. But anyway, let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, as Dave would say. If you have a letter in your call at all, you're invited to check in with WR8 or W.
Good evening, Robert. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I am portable, checking in tonight from Mills River, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
NRW.
On the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, mobile 85 North, no traffic, no table.
Group. This is WR8 or W, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first folks, one of our folks is Tommy, K4XB, usually down in southern Greenville County, but tonight in Mills River, North Carolina, on a portable. Good signal, Tommy, on a portable from Mills River. Appreciate you stopping by. Safe travels, Tommy, and hope that we hear from you again very soon. Shane, N4ZLK, sound like you're working, Shane, 85 North. Appreciate you being here. You take care on the road as well, sir, in that big rig. Hope you have a good run tonight, and safe return to the QTH. Looking for additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW.
R8RW, this is Todd, Kilo Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Hotel, Pickensville. I'll be negative, negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first station that called in from North Carolina, I believe you're up in Arden. You got a little bit of cellophane behind you tonight. Could you come back a little more slowly with your call sign, please?
P8RW, Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha, Bravo, Kenneth, and Arden.
WR8RW Deliveries 2 Internet, welcoming Kenneth from Arden, North Carolina, W4KAB. Appreciate you coming by. Thank you for your patience. I'm still getting over this alien I've had in my body, and my ear is kind of stopped up, so I appreciate your patience on that. Also calling in from Dacresville is Todd, KM4GZH. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for stopping by. We hope that you are doing well. All right, let's give it one more call for Alpha through Zulu before we go to This Week in Technology History. You're invited to call WR8RW. In a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looks like we're closing the formal portion tonight. Thanks for everybody to stop by. We certainly would appreciate you hanging around for This Week in Technology History, but if you got to run, know that Nathan, KJ4RQZ, is scheduled to call the net tomorrow night. So if you have an opportunity to come in, please come in and give Nathan your support and a little bit of writer's cramp. This Week in Technology History in about 30 seconds. Writer W with This Week in Technology History. Starting with today, the 17th of January, going back to the 11th. And we begin the 17th of January, 1949. For the first time, full energy was released by the first synchrotron. And that's a kind of a particular type of cyclic particle accelerator, which was installed at the Radiation Laboratory at University of California, Berkeley. It was invented by Edwin Mattson of that university and would accelerate electrons by virtue of their negative charge using a betatron-type magnet that weighed a mere 8 tons. The synchrotron was constructed at the GE Research Lab in Schenectady, New York, by Dr. Herbert C. Pollack and William F. Westendorp, 1949. 1928, now this will resonate with some of you who've been around a while. Anatole M. Josepho received the first U.S. patent for a fully automatic photographic film developing machine, at the time known as the photomaton, better known as the photo booth. Well, all the physical photo booths may be gone, but it still survives here in the U.S. as an app today. The 17th of January, 1882, Thomas Edison received a patent for adding a carbon microphone to the telephone. The patent described finely divided conducting material like carbon between metal cups mounted on arms that attach to the mouthpiece diaphragm. January 2006, the Stardust capsule successfully returned to Earth carrying dust from a comet, which could and did shed light on the origins of our planetary system. Stardust ended its 6-year mission by entering the atmosphere at 28,860 miles per hour, faster than any other man-made object before. Its speed was reduced to a mere 14.8 feet per second as it parachuted back to the United States and was retrieved by NASA scientists. Stardust gave us the first successful collection of cometary and interstellar material and the first rock samples taken from space since the Apollo missions of the 60s and 70s. 1969, on the 16th of January, an optical pulsar was identified for the first time by the University of Arizona astronomers, led by John Koch and Michael Disney at the Stewart Observatory in the Catalina Mountains. It was discovered in the Crab Nebula, which is a supernova remnant. 14 months before, the first type of pulsar to be discovered was in the radio spectrum and was detected on the 28th of November 1967 by Jocelyn Bell, a grad student in Arizona. Pulsars are believed to be neutron stars with an exceedingly rapid rate of spin. 16th of January, 1881, the birth of a guy with a lot of names, Sir Arthur Percy Morris Fleming. Why is he important? He was an English engineer who was a major figure in developing techniques for manufacturing radar components. Now, during World War I, Sir Arthur Fletcher made important advances in submarine detection gear like sonar. In 1920, as a pioneer in the development of radio, he established the second working British transmitter station in Manchester that broadcast programs on a daily basis. His work on demountable, high-power, thermionic tubes made it possible to establish radar stations in Great Britain by the time World War II began in 1939. January 1969. The first docking of two manned spacecraft took place between the Soviet Soyuz 4 and 5 spacecraft. The two spacecraft formed what was termed the world's first space station, with a crew of 4 aboard. They remained docked for 4.5 hours, which is about 3 orbits of the Earth. During that time, 2 cosmonauts spacewalked from Soyuz 4 to Soyuz 5, becoming the first spacecrafters to return to Earth in a different spacecraft than the one they left in. 15th of January, 1907. I read this one every year, folks. A U.S. patent was issued for the first three-element vacuum tube invented by Dr. Lee DeForest. The patent application defined the new invention as a device for amplifying feeble electric circuits, currents, such as those in telephones. The tube was evacuated, that means it was made of vacuum, with some remaining conducting gas molecules. Platinum, titanium, or carbon were suggested materials for the heated electrode. On the 18th of February, 1908, not too far from the date we're reviewing here, DeForest received another patent for the grid electrode tube. Going back into just before the Civil War, 1861, the safety elevator, yes, was patented as a hoisting apparatus by American inventor Elisha G. Otis. His invention was designed to arrest a fall in case the lifting rope broke. It used a spring-loaded pawl that would release and engage in a mortised track in the walls of the elevator shaft. In 1853, Otis had demonstrated equipped with a safety device to prevent falling in case the supporting cable would break. The increased public confidence in technology motivated Otis to establish a company for manufacturing elevators. And if you walk through stores and buildings today, you will still see the Otis name. January 2005, the Huygens space probe landed on Titan, Saturn's largest moon. The spacecraft had been released from the Cassini probe when its orbit around Saturn converged with the path of Titan on the 24th of December 2004. In the first three photographs received from the Huygens probe on Earth, the surface of Titan, scientists saw what resembled drainage canals, a shoreline, flooded regions surrounded by elevated terrain, and a plain covered with large boulders that were probably ice. The probe was named after Christian Huygens, the Dutch astronomer who first viewed that moon, that's Titan, on the 25th of March, 1655. Titan was the first of Saturn's moons to be discovered. 14th of January, 1973, Elvis Presley's concert, Aloha from Hawaii, was broadcast live via satellite and set a record as the most watched broadcast by an individual entertainer in television history. 14th of January, 1914, Henry Ford announced yet a new advance in the assembly line product that he had just introduced 6 weeks earlier on the 1st of December, 1913, the new continuous motion method of the assembly line reduced assembly time of Model T cars from 12 hours to 93 minutes. 12 hours to 93 minutes. Wow. Way through our This Week in Technology History segment, so let's take a stop and see if there's anybody else out there that would like to check in. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like there, if you're out there, and would like to check in, please call WR8RW.
8RW. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
WR8RW. 4 November Golf Uniform. Fill portable boiling springs, negative and negative.
Control. Control, please recognize Kilo India 4, Delta, Delta, Delta. That's KI4, DDD. Alex, Oberlin Central, 73.
Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Whiskey Zulu X-ray. Name's Misher in Burnsville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Thank you.
RW, please check in Kilo 4, Bravo Alpha November, K4BAN, Alex and Clemson also list. N4 LRD, N4 November 4, Lima Romeo Delta, Richard. Negative and negative. Good evening.
Cool. 2094, the Max Papa Hotel, Patrick, Mobile, and West Hendersonville. 73 is everybody, and thank you so much. It's been very informative.
Stations of the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, welcoming a good group of folks, beginning with Mr. Pat down in Malden, K4OSH. Hello, Mr. Pat. Good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Always good to have you around the radio, Pat. Have a good weekend. W4NGU, Mr. Phil, out in the Boiling Strings on the Portable. Good to hear you, Phil. Happy to have you with us tonight. Hope you're having a good evening out there and it's comfy for you. KI4DDD, Alex, calling in from Central tonight. Mobile, appreciate you being here, Alex. Been a while since you've been on the net with me, and I'm glad to have you come back. Drive safely, and we'll see you again very soon. KK4WZX, that's Misher, calling in from Burnsville, North Carolina. Good evening, Misher. Happy to have you with us. I hope all's well up that way. And another Alex, this one from Clemson, K4BAN. Hope you're doing well, sir. And I think now the town is a little quiet after all the football's done. Take care. N4LRD, that's Fletcher calling in from Pendleton, South Carolina. Good evening, Fletcher. No, is it Fletcher or Richard? Help me.
Richard, K4BAN.
Thank you very much. I still dealing with this ear stopped up from my cold, but thank you so much. And then there was a station that called in, I think, from maybe Mills River, North Carolina. You were kind of low on your audio, sir. If you'd like to come back, we'll see if we can get you in the log. Come back to us in just a little bit. Anyway, WR8RW, let's go back to This Week in Technology History. The 13th of January, 1976, the first machine for reading printed matter aloud was given its first public demonstration by its inventor, Raymond Kurzweil. Using a camera with a computer, pages of printed matter could be scanned, the letters analyzed and reproduced in synthesized English speech at about 150 words per minute. The material could read books, magazines, or typewritten correspondence. The machine was manufactured by the Kurzweil Computer Products Incorporated and was tested by the National Federation for the Blind. 13th of January, 1942. Didn't know this about Henry Ford. It's a new one for me. The first U.S. patent for construction of an automobile using plastic was issued to Henry Ford in Dearborn, Michigan. It covered an automobile body construction, an auto body chassis frame made of steel tubes or pipes, designed for use with automobiles made from plastics. The first car of its kind manufactured in the U.S. was produced, of course, by Ford Motor Company in Dearborn in August of 1941. 14 plastic panels were mounted on a tubular welded frame, together with the windows and the windshield made of acrylic sheets. This new vehicle experienced a decrease in weight of approximately 30%. Wow. 1910, on the 13th of January, the first public radio broadcast took place with a live performance of the opera Cavalleria Rusticana, sung by the tenor Enrico Caruso and others, was broadcast from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. The transmitter that was used for this broadcast had a power of 500 watts. 2005, the Deep Impact probe was launched from Cape Canaveral on a Delta II rocket, headed to an impact with the comet 9P Temple. 12th of January, 1984, this is an example of doing things the old way is better. Restorers stopped using mortar and adopted the original system of interlocking blocks practiced by the ancient Egyptian builders during the restoration of the Great Pyramids in Egypt. Modern construction techniques were found to be destructive to the pyramids when water in modern cement caused adjacent limestones to split. Now, successful repair work had begun on the Sphinx in 1981, and at that time it was 4,600 years old, but restoration of the pyramids had been frustrated by the problems encountered using modern cement. Upon returning to the ancient methods of interlocking blocks, the project ran smoothly. Wow. 12th of January, 1875. Now, this is one I didn't know about either. The Aerophore, A-E-R-P-H-O-R-E, an apparatus to enable a person to enter a noxious, inflammable atmosphere, was successfully tested between the 12th and 14th of January. Now, I'll see if I can get this guy's name right. Invented by Louis Denyeroux, a naval lieutenant, I believe he was French, it comprised an air pump, lamp, and flexible tubing. Air in cylinders at a pressure of 300 to 350 pounds per square inch, reduced through a valve to atmospheric pressure, supported respiration. Now, the apparatus was heavy and unmanageable for more than an hour's supply. Monsieur Denyeroux and a gentleman named Benoit, let's just use that, a French mining engineer, had patented an underwater aerophore in 1865. That was a steel tank filled with compressed air carried on a diver's back, connected through valves to a mouthpiece. This device was the predecessor of the contemporary scuba equipment refined by Jacques Cousteau. Looking back in technology history, the 11th of January, 1997, the Telstar 401 satellite owned by AT&T that transmitted computer data, phone calls, and television programming suddenly failed for no apparent reason. AT&T attempted for over a week to reestablish contact with the satellite, but ultimately failed. While AT&T never officially acknowledged the possibility, many scientists believe that a major solar storm may have contributed to the failure of the satellite. 11th of January, 1954, the first InVision weather forecaster broadcast on BBC television occurred. George Cowling of the Met, or Meteorological Office as they call it, presented from the BBC's Lime Grove studios with two hand-drawn weather charts pinned to an easel. Not the green screen stuff of today. And finally, for our look back at technology history, the 11th of January, 1820. As the steel industry was making huge advances, chemists tried to create a rust-proof or stainless steel. Now, a French metallurgist observed that when carbon steel was combined with an alloy like chrome, it did yield a rust-resistant metal. It took almost another century, in 1913, before two British scientists continued his work and introduced stainless steel again. Its smooth, hard surface doesn't trap dirt, bacteria, or molds. Today, stainless steel is used in almost everything from silverware and jewelry to spacecraft. And that's this week's Look Back in Technology History, brought to you by todayinside.com, www.tomerritt.com. If you would like a PDF copy of the script I've read for you tonight, please send an email to me, wr8rw@mail.com. I would be happy to get that copy out to you as quickly as I can. We're going to take a quick break here and then do a little bit more check-ins, and it looks like we got a guy up for Rag Chew, WR8RW. WR8RW, yes, sir, we've got you in the log. Thank you very much for coming back. Yeah, there's a lot of noise behind you, but my ear opened up enough that I could get you. Thanks for stopping by and your patience. And since we had Patrick check in, let's go for more stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to call WR8RW.
W2KAM. This is Ken, and I'm over in Switzer, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, welcoming Ken, W2KAM. Thanks for coming by tonight, sir. I appreciate you stopping by, and if you're out on the mobile, do take care out on the roads. We certainly hope you get back to the QTH safely. Okay. Let's take a break from check-ins for a moment and go up to see WB4FEE. How you doing, sir? What's on your mind tonight?
Getting everybody on the net, WR8RW, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo. Dan, over in northern Simpsonville, and it's cold over here. I don't know about where y'all are.
WR8RW, I am on the west bank of Lake Robinson, over here north of Greer. My temperature is currently 38 Fahrenheit and calm wind, thankfully.
The calm winds, that's a good thing. And, yeah, it's going to be kind of cool tonight, especially frosty in the morning, I think. So, not looking forward to this week. I think they said the whole week is going to be real cold coming up, down in the 20s at night. And I think the highs are supposed to be in the 40s all next week, I believe.
WR8RW, you know, these conversations come up this time of year, of course, because it's winter. And when I think about some of the cold places I've been, you know, I get cold like you. You know, I've lived down here long enough to go, yeah, when it's 28 degrees, brr, you know, I put on a leather layer. But back in the 70s, when I was stationed in a place called Fort Wainwright, Alaska, this time of year, it was minus 45 at night when I was on duty. It was awful.
I don't even want to think about it. that freezes me completely up just hearing that temperature there. I don't like cold. I don't like cold weather. And the older I get, the worse it gets. I love good warm weather. I don't mind the heat. I just don't like the humidity that goes with it here.
WR8 or W. Well, yeah, and let me just add one more thing to your thought of misery. In that weather, even during the daytime, when it didn't get much above minus 25 Fahrenheit, they were building the Trans-Alaska Pipeline outdoors. Yeah.
W8RW, I have done. WR8RW, I have done some construction work. And outside for a couple of years, and that was enough for me, but that was here. And I wouldn't even consider working outside in that kind of weather there. Over.
WR8 or W. Well, let me tell you something. When they were paying those guys and women to work on that pipeline, I just throw some more layers on because those folks were making some killer money. Anyway, anything else we can brain through tonight, sir?
Robert, I don't think so. I'm just going to listen in here for a little while and take it easy and try to stay warm there. So you have a good night. Sound like you got a good net going, and it's good to hear everybody checking in. I'll try to check in a little more frequently. So WR8RW in the net, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo in Simpsonville. We're clear.
WR8RW, thank you much, sir. And do stay warm. Let's look for some additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. If you're out there and you're staying warm or cold, please call WR8RW.
8RW, this is Kilo November 4, Golf Tango India, KN4GTI. John currently mobile in Easley.
R8RW. In Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie is Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen. 73.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, welcoming a couple more of our amateur radio colleagues, beginning with John, mobile in Easley, KN4GTI. Good evening, John. Hope you're doing well out there on the highways. Keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel. Get back to the QTH safely. And also, Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie 1. Feliz fin de semana, amigo. Thank you for coming by. I hope that you're well. Say hello to all the family and come back and see us again soon. All right. Did we miss anybody for any commentary about this week in technology history or anything else? Please call WR8RW.
This is WB4FE again. Robert, did you get my last transmission? I think my thumb hit a button on the mic and changed the frequency here.
Everything, unless you were offering to pay me some money or something.
Negatory on that. So I'll be out here. WR8RW, this is WB4FE clear.
WR8RW, thank you very much. One more shout out for any kind of commentary, questions for this week in technology history and other things, please call WR8RW.
WR8RW, KN4RJN.
So, John, come ahead.
I did find a testing session on the 25th of January by the Anderson Radio Club down at Anderson University. I've got particulars on it if the gentleman would like it.
KN4UBG, WR8RW, is still with us? Kevin isn't with us. I've got it written down. That's the 25th of January. Kevin and I need to get together anyway. I've got some tower parts that he wants to get from me. I will gather up the information in the tower parts and get that to him, but thank you for coming by with that. All right, one more shout-out for any kind of commentary questions before we adjourn tonight. Please call WR8RW. Like another minute of your time. In a few minutes, we're going to be concluding this evening's net. At that time, I will have resigned from all of my roles related to this net. This decision comes after, as we all have to do from time to time, reevaluating my current priority commitments against my available bandwidth and my ability to fulfill those commitments successfully and with complete integrity. I do want to thank every one of you who have checked in with me over these many months for your continual encouragement and support. It has been very much appreciated. So, as we return the repeater to standard broadcast mode, this is WR8RW, wishing you all 73, goodbye, and good luck.